the voice of Prudence Mabena and her band, Liana, is a sound of beauty that echoes out of a country in crisis, Zimbabwe.
Liana,
yebo,
lingapi,
silapa.
All the more extraordinary because all of the members of this band are physically disabled. The film Music by Prudence won this year's Oscar for Best Documentary Short Subject. It's a category you might otherwise have missed, but at this year's Oscars, it provided a moment of drama when the director's acceptance speech was abruptly interrupted. That caught people's attention, but the real drama can be seen in the film itself. We invited Prudence Mabena, along with director Roger Ross Williams, in to share her story, a story of abandonment and neglect by her parents and stepmother, and then a new home, Zimbabwe's King George VI School for the Disabled. That's where the band Liana took shape.
Liana means it's raining, and in Africa is a dry place. So whenever it rains, you know, we feel blessed. So we feel that whenever we sing on stage, we bless our audience.
They're a great gift. When they, you know, when they first come out on stage, audiences are like, oh, it's a group of disabled kids. How cute. But as soon as they start performing, you soon forget that they're disabled. The music is so amazing and uplifting and wonderful. And Prudence's voice is so soaring that you forget about their disabilities. And you're just being entertained by a great band.
Prudence, you were born with a condition that has left you without the use of, for the most part, your limbs. You're in a wheelchair, but it's also difficult for you to use your arms.
Mm-hmm.
What did that mean for you as a child in Zimbabwe?
I would say it's quite tough to live in Zimbabwe, especially when you're disabled. And worst part, when you live with a stepmom who does not like you at all. I felt like nothing. I felt useless. I felt, you know, even the words that I would be told by her, I really agreed with her, because at the end of the day, I would find out that, yeah, for real, there's nothing that I can do for myself. And, you know, I ended up believing in whatever she said.
And for you, Roger, there were other stories, of course, in this film, and they all echo just what Prudence has just told us, and that's that a lot of families rejected these kids who are in this band.
Yeah, you know, in Zimbabwe, often disability is considered witchcraft. The family is considered cursed. And these children are locked away and they're hidden from the rest of society because the families are ashamed of them.
And yet you have in the film some lovely scenes between Prudence and her grandmother, the one who, in fact, took care of her when she was basically abandoned by both her parents.
Yeah, the bond between Prudence and her grandmother is amazing. Her grandmother taught her to sing, and she would carry her on out to the fields with her, and she would lay her in the fields as she worked in the fields. She's a rural farmer, and she would sing to Prudence. And Prudence learned to get comfort from music, which gave her her roots of why she so appreciates and loves music now. And I think she used music to get through the tougher times of her life.
Let's listen to a moment in the film.
My grandmom would do anything for me. She didn't want me to feel lonely. She would sing some songs for me.
And that, Prudence, is you and your grandmother singing together.
My lovely grandmom. I love her because she's actually the one who made me see life as something important.
It does seem in the film as if you practically wake up singing. It's quite a sweet scene of you singing while you're having your teeth brushed.
Yeah, you know, music brings joy into my life, and I believe that music changed my life.
She was singing on the way here. She sings all day long.
What is the song that's floating through your mind right now?
The lullaby. Yeah, that's the song that my grandmom taught me when I was four.
Would you mind singing a little bit for us?
It's okay. Tula tu tulam tan tula sana tuluma muzo boy ego sani tula tu tulam tan tula sana tuluma muzo boy ego sani.
What are you singing there?
It says, hush, baby, don't cry. Your mom will come one day.
That didn't happen to you or hasn't happened yet. But does it matter to you now? If you found everything you need?
Okay. That's very tough. I would say that maybe because of the film, my parents have changed a bit, and they now know how I felt. Hmm. Yeah.
When Prudence arrived, I just want to add, when Prudence arrived after the Oscars to Zimbabwe, there were hundreds of people waiting at the airport and media from Southern Africa. And at the, as she was carried off the plane, at the foot of the stairs of the plane was her father on his knees, tears streaming down his face, begging her for forgiveness. It was an amazingly poignant moment.
Thank you very much for joining us, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Prudence Mabena now teaches at King George VI School for the Disabled. The Oscar-winning documentary Music by Prudence, directed by Roger Ross Williams, premieres tomorrow on HBO. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Lynn Neary.